Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
As our next guest on the Fireball VIP line, David Bruton, joining us. Nick and Cecil here on the show. David, good evening and welcome to the show, man. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, appreciate y'all having me. Thank you.
Super Bowl 50 champion, former safety, and David, I know you won't remember, but I talked to you at the Senior Bowl when you came out of Notre Dame. So definitely a big fan of your game, fan of you as a person, and certainly what you did on the field for the Denver Broncos. Let's talk about the safety that they didn't get a long-term deal done in Justin Simmons. What did you think when that deadline came up and they couldn't get something done with Justin Simmons? What came across your mind then?
Honestly, that I wasn't surprised. I think he definitely deserves a long-term deal, but you've seen it across the board a few times where it looks like guys deserve a long-term deal and they're not getting it. They're getting the one-year, two-year deal, kind of like the prove-it type deals, like, but I'm not proven to earn a long-term deal. But I think he's going to keep doing what he's done and get that long-term deal, and if it's not here, then that's for sure.
Well, you know, David, you were one of those guys who wore that C on your chest. And there are a lot of teams who are looking for leaders, guys who could go out there and lead their team both on and off the field. From your standpoint, what was it about your game and your personality that made you a great leader?
You know, I think it was just the willing to teach. He taught me how to be a professional. He taught me how to. And Wesley Woodgar, who taught me how to be engaged with the community and kind of entrench myself in that. And I think just being fearless to know that you are human and to make a mistake, but you're also teaching the young guys how to do it right, how to be a pro, and how to handle their business day in and day out. I felt like I took a lot of pride in that, for sure.
David Bruton joining us here, Nick and Cecil on the Fan, and of course David coming into the league in 2009 as a fourth round pick for the Denver Broncos, building something special with that Super Bowl 50 defense. When did you have that feeling? Like, because that's one of the best defenses in NFL history. When was it that started coming together and you felt like, wait a second, we're not just good, we're great, and we're not just great, we're historic?
And honestly, I think it's just we had competition all the way across the board, you know. And I think you see it in OTAs, you see it in training camp. Guys were just fighting for the job to the best of their ability to be the starter, to push themselves and push the envelope. And I think just our demeanor as a whole on and off the field just – in the locker room with second to none, is we had a close group, a group that was willing to work, a group that was willing to compete, and a group who honestly went out there and was fearless. And then don't forget that we had also Wade Phillips, who, you know, he trusted whoever was out there and he would send the guy whenever the hell we needed to. So,
right.
You know, we had a great coordinator, great call, and we had great personnel. Whether we had myself out there, TJ, D-Stu, FTP, Josh Bush, or anybody rolling through a corner, we could handle our business and handle our own because we've been battle tested and we worked hard as hell throughout camp, OTAs, and practice week in and week out.
You're talking about how hard you guys work in that no-fly zone, and you were part of that group, extraordinary group of guys, you know, had that attitude and had the talent and ability. When we look at the current Broncos secondary, you know, they have a lot of guys, but not a lot of guys that seem to have, you know, all that skill set you need and the attitude. If you had an opportunity to talk to these guys directly, what exactly would you say to them to kind of give them that extra encouragement going into training camp and trying to get them to have that mentality that you guys had when 2015?
Man, honestly, I think I would approach it the same way that I talked to the team and the 97-98 Super Bowl team. When Coach Kubiak called me up in front of the team as the longest tenured Bronco player and just deliver a message like, we have the skill set, we have, you know, everybody has talent, we have the heart, we have the mentality to, you know, to do something special and never to lose sight of that. And I think that's one thing we did, because you've seen a lot of these games in that year. It came down to the wire. We won by less than 7 points many times. It came down to the defense. You know, we kept our eyes on the prize and just knowing that not every game needs to be a blowout, and we go out there and get our wins when we needed to. And, you know, now here we are hoisting the Lombardi Trophy a month later, and now years later we're talking about it as being one of the best defenses out there. So I guess try to make some comparisons and similarities and just see if guys can relate to that.
He's David Bruton, former Broncos safety, joining us here on Nick and Cecil on The Fan. And, David, how much does a quarterback matter? I mean, just the feeling within the locker room. Obviously, you got 18. You guys had Peyton. That gave you that sense of invincibility alongside of your fantastic defense. And I bring that up because of what's happened after Peyton, right? And now people super excited about Drew Lock. That's cool. He's not Peyton. Nobody will be Peyton. But just having that belief in your quarterback, how can that change the fortunes, the mindset of the rest of the team?
I mean, the quarterback's the one who has the ball every single play, right? You know, you have to have faith in him. You have to have trust in that he's going to make the correct decisions. And you also have to know, like, he's also human, and at times it's going to fall on the defense's shoulders to make up for a mistake that he or the offense has made. I think especially for a young guy, it's definitely important that the team shows that they believe in him and shows that they're going to back him up and show him that support and encouragement. It's a long season, and there's going to be a lot of mistakes along the way. Let's see how the kid responds, you know. Let's see how he responds to adversity and see how the locker room responds to whatever adversity he may face, you know. I think we just had faith in our team in general, you know, because we had faith in Brock when he stepped in and played, you know.
Right.
And we also had faith in Peyton when he came back after his long time off. So, I think it's just, I believe it's just, it's more than the quarterback. You know, the quarterback's important, and the people who are on the team, and any one of them can make a play that changes the game.
Right.
Well, David, you know, training camp is right upon us. There's some rookies that are reporting, and veterans will report at some point soon. Now, you've reported to a lot of training camps. What was your mentality as you were getting ready to embark on what was going to be another arduous NFL season?
Oh man, my mentality, you know, I know I did the work during the spring, during the summer, enjoyed my time off. You know, I just made sure I had a clear mind going into training camp. Like I made sure I got a little vacation. I did this so I could go into the season, you know, feel like I crossed all my T's and dotted my I's as far as my time off and was able to focus for this 6-7-8-1 grind, you know. My mentality, honestly, was to just keep being better, you know, keep getting better, keep growing as a player. As I got older in my career, become a better leader, handle adversity a little better, teach the young guys how to do things right, you know, and not be fearful of getting cut, because then you start playing scared and you start playing slow when you start playing scared to make a mistake. And I think as a fourth rounder, being somebody who was dispensable, you know, it does float in the back of your mind that you could get cut, even though you got a signing bonus or this, that, and the other, or the multiple coaching changes that I experienced, or defensive right. coordinators. But I just went out there and just, you know, just been was the best me that I could be, and just made sure I was able to play any position. You know, just made sure the coaches knew that, you know, we can put David in the corner, we can put him at linebacker, we can put him at three or strong, put him here on special teams, here on this special team. I just made sure I was a utility man as well.
Yeah. Well, that feeds right into the next question I was going to ask you, David. David Bruton joining us here on Nick and Steve on the Fan. Is that versatility and just that knowledge of everything and being able to, because they'll list you at a strong safety, but you're really just a football player because you could play corner, you could play linebacker, you could play strong, you could play free. You know, it just knowing that versatility to help your game, I wanted to ask about how the safety position has changed, because I regularly break Nick's heart when I say, Nick, back when you played, they didn't pay safeties. Then they started paying safeties, and I mean paying safeties in a big, big way. So how has the safety position changed over the course of your career? Because a lot of safeties came into the league this year, you know, whoever it was, Isaiah Simmons or Jeremy Chin or whatever, like, people are saying, yeah, but this guy's not a safety. He can be whatever. That's what your game was. So how did you see the safety position change during your career?
I think it's just the league has became smarter as far as coaches around the league have become smarter in identifying that safeties are a lot more versatile than playing cover four and cover two. You know, guys are getting a lot more athletic and they have to be a lot more athletic to cover tight ends and every now and then cover the slot receiver and things of that nature. But the game has become so fast that if we can put another defensive back out there to play a linebacker position like I did, you know, we have a good matchup with playing covering a tight end or an extra receiver, or instead being able to run a whole package because you have somebody a little faster than the linebackers out there and then with a little more cover skill, better cover skills than per se some linebackers.
David, since retiring, what have you been doing to kind of pretty much keep yourself busy these days?
Since I retired, I went back to school. I've been back to school for a few years now. I took my science prereqs that I didn't take in Notre Dame because I majored in political science and sociology. And now I'm in my second year in my doctorate program of physical therapy at the Anschutz Medical Campus. So just been busy with that, learning how to treat the body and, learning how to diagnose and help, people of many different diagnoses such as ALS and MS and any neurodegenerative diseases or musculoskeletal diseases. So just been learning a lot, honestly. Just been busy learning a lot and family time.
Fantastic. David, you got a birthday coming up. any special plans this year, a couple days here?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'll be big 33. Plans? Man, I'm in class all day. That's typically how it goes, but I'm sure the missus, she's got something up her sleeve for
right.
sure, but honestly, just man, I just want to hang out with the family and get some time to relax. Maybe not look at any school when I check out of class. Not study anything for the rest of the weekend.
Well, I can tell you this, man. As a guy who went back to school after I finished my NFL career to finish up my master's, and that was two difficult years. I know what you're talking about as far as having a layoff from seeing any books, doing any tests, or doing any extra learning. But, man, thank you. I know you're real busy. You talk about your class. I know you got that going on. I'm going to let you get back to that. But thank you for giving us, you know, some of your time, man. And, you know, I know it's not your birthday today, but I'm going to just give you a big shout-out and say happy birthday in advance.
I appreciate that. Thank you both for having me. And yeah, man, it's definitely been a grind, but it's been a fun grind making that shift over to the educational side and potentially the healthcare professional side.
Fantastic. One of the great ones, David Bruton. David, be good, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you both.
And there we have him on that Fireball VIP line. That's David Bruton.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.